Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Redhead. Tonight, we're going to be bringing up a topic that is... Go ahead. That broke Facebook and trended, which deals with fat shaming. Let's put this person's name out there. Her name is Nicole Arbour. She's a comedian, Canadian comedian. However, she did the biggest no-no a comedian could do.
Which is not, well, I mean, I would say biggest no-no. I mean, one of my friends, well, not friends, well, I would say one of my acquaintances said the following, that anybody's fair game as a comic. But the theory is you can always change the channel, right? So, let's just start with that. Okay?
If
you can change the channel. Okay.
Yeah.
You could change the channel and put it to any other Canadian comedian, dead or living,
this woman made
entity.
As much as she thinks this person thinks that they could go about doing this. Yes, alchemies could do different things, could say different things, but there's also heavy alchemies out there, Chris Farley. Let's name a few.
Chris Farley, even though he's not comedian, or Canadian, he's a comedian, but he's not Canadian, sorry. Mike Myers, Canadian. Jim Kelly, yeah. Canadian. Carolina Ray, comedian. Martin Short, Canadian and comedian. John Candy, Canadian comedian. John Ritter, Canadian comedian.
What about Jim Gaffigan? What about Jim Gaffigan? What about all those comedians who are not the little twiggy? He's not Canadian. But he's definitely
not
Canadian.
So it doesn't count.
No, it does count because you don't know who could be watching those videos. She doesn't even know if there's people who are comedians who have watched her channels, and you don't know. We have no idea. They might even put that shit in their act of what she did. Because how many people? Ellen Rosie O'Donnell is a comedian, and she's known to be have battled weight issues, and she still is
well,
much as she was.
Some of our most famous people, okay? Dan Aykroyd, Phil Hartman, let's keep going. Brent Butt, Norm MacDonald, Eugene Levy, Lorne Michaels, Mike MacDonald, Dave Foley, Stuart Francis, Rick Moranis, Jeremy Holtz, Kenny Holtz, Tom Green. I'm listing like 28 comedians who are actually Canadian. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, Deborah Giovanni, Tom Green, yeah, Tommy Chong, Colin Mockery, David Steinberg.
I think we could go and get on to this.
Nicole Arbour.
And let's just put it out there, Nicole Arbour is.
Arbour. So let's just make fun of your last name for a second. Let's just make fun of your last name for 1 second. Okay. Arbour is where you dock a boat. Nicole is not where you dock a boat. Docking a boat the size of Nicole would actually take some considerable time. Could you imagine the time it would take to dock
a boat
the size of Nicole? Oh, wait, that's what she did to herself, and she sunk it, too, before it hit fucking quay.
And there's also the point that she's also made comments about a star who's on TLC who actually promotes no body shame. Last time I checked, Nicole, what you did is considered body shaming. Who really thinks that this is the most positive thing? Oh wait, she does.
She didn't even leave
the comment section open in her videos. And when the reality star in question on TLC tried to have a conversation with her on the YouTube video, they magically just disappeared.
Well, yeah, because the fact that nobody really, I mean,
Nicole probably didn't want to see or hear people actually have a conversation and defend reasons that people could become this way. And also having traumas could cause people to...
Right, and the funnier part is disabling comments, likes, dislikes, does not make you right. It just shows that you know that you're wrong. Well, if you know that you're wrong, Mrs. Arbor, Mrs. Arbor, let's just take something to stock, okay? If you were an actual comedian that fucking cared, your representation would have fired you by now. They probably already have. Oh, wait, maybe you're not represented. Well, that's even funnier.
Which means if anyone wants to get this person on, guess who they have to go through?
Huh.
And we here at AMC Press actually put it out in
let's spread her email around too. Okay, her email. Okay,
which is also on her like page. Let's just also make that clear. She made sure that it's on her like page.
Her email. Okay. On Facebook is.
Which she actually kept her email up there, which makes it.
I don't think
it,
I don't.
Me
don't think that she would just put. Put her email.
And it is still up there. Which, if you really are interested in finding out who this person is, just search.
But she calls herself an entertainer.
Entertainer. Okay, entertainer.
Which I find something really, really, really...
Okay,
really,
her bio. She's a comedian.
Oh, no. And, it,
recording
and
on
you know
it.
What?
Writer,
you know what?
A model, a choreographer, and a dancer. But she also and a new best friend and a YouTuber and don't forget to know that here was it and there's another tidbit that she has on there. I'm a cheerleader for life. And she also loves her hashtags. Let's just talk about her hashtags. There's done. So, who really wants to? It's almost like she
hashtag
could have all those hashtags.
She really loves her hashtag, the Go Team. What exactly, which team? Do you root for? I wonder. And we're not giving you. We're not giving you press. We're not giving you the press you deserve. We're just simply. We're just basically. You know. Telling you. We're telling you that if you want to contact Miss Nicole, she can be reached at Nicole@RenegadeConnect.com. You know, her personal interests are being funny, rapping, choreography, dancing, funny stuff, playing with my friends, writing rhymes. Now, that fucking...
That explains
everything. No. It totally explains everything. And her bio makes me laugh. Not ever so slightly. I'm a comedian because people laugh at me. Well, if they laugh at you, they would laugh at your pain and how much you're suffering right now. I'm a recording artist because I sit fire like a woody dragon. Woody? I don't think you're woody at all. I think you're actually quite prosaic and boring. I'm a writer because words fall out. Words certainly do fall out. We just don't know which end. You know, I'm a model because I find it hilarious and absurd, and
subjective, yo. Well, beauty is subjective. Oh, wait, sorry. Did you just say beauty is subjective? With the fact that you said dear fat people? And, let's just reel this back for a second. Dear, beauty is subjective. Now, last time, we looked at the word subjective, right? Subjective ultimately meant the opposite of an objective.
Right.
Which refers to things that are more clear-cut, like your career.
No, and she also posted 23 hours ago, she said, I'm really sorry that YouTubers with preteens and kid audience have shared my adult video aimed comedy videos was never meant for kids. Maybe you should be apologizing.
You may have not mentioned the word kid. You may have not mentioned the word kid.
But kids also suffer weight issues and get bullied with self-esteem issues. I think Miss Nicole deserves to have karma bite her in the butt. And
well, not only that, but last time I checked, she's been called the world's sexiest comedian by everyone from Playboy to Sun Media. And last time I checked, last time I checked, Playboy to Sun Media. Playboy is a respected porn magazine, okay? Number one. Number two, Sun Media is a respected plagiarist magazine. Propagandist magazine. So, you couldn't have gone anywhere famous with your shit. You know, at least we have several thousand followers and listened to daily all around the world. And we actually, you know, just like me being a Brit and, among other things, a true satirist. And anybody on the show is a true sorceress. We don't go after people.
Wait. Oh, God. And then there's... She has so many hashtags.
Yeah.
Maybe
you should hashtag yourself out of YouTube, you know, and could just call yourself a Twitter phenomenon or a twat. Or a twit? Yeah, twit. Yeah, so even to shorter it down to hashtag Twitter twatter. But, you know...
If she does end up emailing us back here at AMC Press and Co., there's a point where she definitely needs to come on to our show and address this. Because she has no idea what we look like. She might get bummed. She might realize, wait, what you did is... Maybe if she actually talks to people who are not skinny and walks a mile in their shoes. How about she gets the facts and spends the time walking in their shoes? Because I don't know... With the amount of things that people get ridiculed about their weight, it's not a joke. Because she'll never understand, and it's unfortunate when she's causing more people harm, is harming their well-being because of us. Because of what she said.
And, I mean, Lisa Rampinelli is funny. Okay?
Yeah.
Lisa Rampinelli is very funny. But I met Lisa Rampinelli. Okay? She is extremely nice. Not only that, but the persona that she leaves on stage, that's just it. That's the persona on stage.
Right.
The thing about it is when you make when you make stuff and you are a YouTube video person, okay, the more content you make, right, new content you make, the more content you make, the better off you are. Hopefully she doesn't make newer content, because like the only thing is, the only thing is, okay, we, like I mentioned, Lisa Lampanelli is funny. Did you see a recent comedy album? It's fucking hilarious. Why? Because she's cleaned up her act and is actually married. Okay?
Right.
She's somebody who's totally unknown. Actually, the guy is in the construction field. But that is not the point. The point is that she grew a set and actually realized how big her reach was and tried to impact people positively, but still with the truck's mouth.
Right.
Which I find, I mean, any comics up from Sarah Game, I agree with my friend. But it takes a real person to blend what, like, the stuff we do, okay? I'm saying, that's funny.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, who are you doing it for? Really?
No one.
You're not really doing it for yourself. You couldn't be doing it for yourself. The last time somebody did it for themselves was a caveman.
And there's a lot more people that she could get hurt.
I mean, you be the judge. You be the judge. I'm not gonna shove it down your throat, okay? I'm just gonna say it because it needs to be said. We don't need, you know, Pink Floyd had a line, we don't need no education, we don't need no, from just another brick in the wall. We don't need bad stereotypes and bad comedians. What we need, and this is not going to turn into a fucking Burt Bacharach rap song, what the world needs now is love, sweet, no. This is not going to turn into that. But, really, what you need is a point of view. If you don't have a point of view, don't get on YouTube. Because
and if she's not going, has never experienced having self-esteem issues and weight issues, I think she's the last person people actually want to actually be. Be in presence of?
or listen to their stuff, and she's a producer, she's this, she's that. So does this mean that she could cause women problems? Cause kids? Cause people? If people shared the stuff that have kids and teens and preteen shows, maybe they want to promote that you're not doing anything good. Have you ever thought of that? Oh, wait, she wants to just troll the trolls. That's quoting what she said on her channel, by the way. On her Twitter. So if she thinks that it's okay, then maybe she has her own issues that will never be resolved. Or she just wants views.
If she has issues, right? She has issues.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she does or doesn't.
No,
but it still
go to a psychologist.
Right.
No, go to a psychologist, get fucking checked.
Right.
You know, simple as that. I mean, if you have a disorder, get checked. You'll cause your family, the Arbors, a lot of pain and, save them a lot of pain and suffering. I mean, she's trying to say, fuck the internet? Well, guess what? I don't think the internet cares very much.
I think the internet won.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's not trying to troll the trolls because of her video, maybe she shouldn't be doing that because, guess what, she's
trying
later.
To troll the trolls.
Yeah.
I got news for you. That's exactly what I said.
Crazy. It doesn't make her any more respected. And
respect
I know
is like the least.
The least that she would be.
She's infamous.
Yeah, infamous. Not respected.
Infamous for doing absolutely wanting.
The shit.
What?
This shit.
Yeah,
shit.
Absolutely famous for doing shit. I mean, no booker would want to book this asshole because,
yep.
You know, well, no, every booker would want to book this asshole because of the controversy.
Right. Oh, yes, you
right.
Can.
YouTube, and, by the way, YouTube... Nicole's YouTube channel has been suspended, reinstated after obesity video caused major controversy.
Now,
her, I play for a living, okay? I'm a comedian, I'm a YouTuber, I'm a Periscoper, I'm a music choreographer. I'm producing Captain of Go Team. See me on Super Channel CMT. Warning. Awesome content. Now.
Oh.
But you know you're in trouble when you're probably paying somebody to get she's following 1,115 people and share it as one list, okay? I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. And we should go on to the next topic, because if we don't, then I'm just going to keep going.
Then this show will always be about her. And let's not give this person the attention.
This episode shouldn't be dedicated to her.
No. As much as now we have some time now to still go on, which is great. We have our next topic deals with mental health shortages within,
like Mrs. Quay.
What?
Like Mrs. Quay. Never mind.
You were saying medical shortages? What?
For mental health, there's a shortage of professionals who could treat mental illness within
So, what is it?
In Texas, they're having different counties. Sorry, not countries. I can't read. I'm... Oopsie, sorry.
Wait, you can't read tonight?
Ha, 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 yes. Greg, please take over. Please.
Yeah, sure. Basically, mental health agencies, there's not enough of you guys. In total, around the U.S., people are basically just running out of mental health workers, is the... case. You know, most people, this is in Texas, the other side of Texas. Right. Where even after name being a breed of cattle, out here there aren't many people who provide mental health services. There aren't even any psychiatrists, which is surprising because I thought psychiatrists exist everywhere. But that is the reason Mrs. Duong went there to study psychiatry as a medical student for the University of North Texas and Health Science Center. This assignment just showed how severe the state's medical health shortage is. You have a patient come in that they're needing immediate health care or something more acute, and then you tell them as soon as they can get an appointment for 6 months from now. Which is not really what we tell our patients. Care food is one of the many areas of Texas that is lacking adequate mental health care. And the shortage just goes beyond Texas in the past year. The Singleton firm has been asked to recruit more psychiatrists nationwide more than ever. While we knew it was in high demand, I don't think anybody expected it to this extent. Supply issues have crept on psychiatry, said Travis. And Travis Singleton subtracts the physician sources, or Merritt Hawkins, a Texas-based consulting firm, says that's almost 3.2 million people. So how do you persuade students to become psychiatrists, social workers, and psychologists that would be willing to work in rural areas? Well, the answer is not that simple. In Texas, a Republican state senator, Charles Schwerka, is trying cash. He sponsored a law that in 2016 will help about around 100 medical professionals repay auto loans if they don't go to work in underserved areas. The investment will pay off. Whereas we don't have to persuade, or where we don't have the services for medical health patients that wind up ending cycling back through our jails and our emergency rooms. Well, that's right in fact, because most of state penitentiaries are in where?
Rural areas.
And they're where? Also in cities.
Yep.
Cities. I mean,
yeah.
In Pittsburgh, there's a jail. In upstate New York, there's a jail. In New York City,
yeah.
There's Rikers Island. In Texas, there's the Texas Correctional Institute. There are plenty of them. But, you know, the fact is that they need more people. I mean, it doesn't compare to having all these doctors in the city versus being able to go out there and really make a difference in your patients' lives. The motivation can be is exactly what Schwartner is looking for to spark the state's loan repayment program. Now, if the loan repayment program, okay, I get that. But if you're using it to to get more help, I understand. But recently also there has been the questions have been raised about meds used for intellectual disabilities such as ADHD. Not to get off track, but it's kind of the same thing. In the fact that the more meds you pile down a person's throat, the less they're going to actually want to actually have anything. Look at Brian Wilson.
Right.
Okay. Brian Wilson is a probably one hell of a gifted songwriter and composer of most of the Beach Boy hits, Stuff in USA, Love and Mercy, my own personal favorite. Not Stuff in USA, Wouldn't It Be Nice, God Only Knows. We're just going to tell you, go watch the film Love and Mercy. Because not only does it tell about Brian Wilson's insane psychiatrist, which is all true, but it also gives a warning to people who have mental health problems.
Right.
And takes into account a lot of
things.
What has been going on in Texas. You know,
mm-hmm.
not in Brian Wilson's story, mind you, but the fact is in the 70s when it started, right, you didn't have diagnoses. Asperger's was actually created when the Nazis were around. And
mm-hmm.
It's a totally different subject. But
the point is that you get more, I think, if you have students that are willing to work hard for something, then you can actually get far. You know, if you don't, well, that's another thing, you know, altogether. In just the factors of the stats alone, you know, stats alone are certain staggering. With stuff. And staggering of everything. But let's just say, also, we welcome, onto a lighter note, we welcome back Stephen Carrera!
Yeah.
Why? Because the second show of Stephen Colbert's Late Show sucked in about 28 minutes.
Yeah. Which,
Did you hear me? It starts in 28 minutes.
Yes,
28 minutes. Woohoo! Play that sound effect on again. Woohoo! But the thing is, Stephen Colbert is a new breed of host. I didn't ask to be woken up, but okay. You know, Rolling Stone basically declared that. The fact is that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, they were saving a bunch of money by replacing him because he reportedly took a huge pay cut to host The
really?
Late Show.
Really?
Yeah, he was getting paid a $8 million sum to do that. And then he took an $8 million sum, I think it's $1.5
million,
for hosting. And I can see why, because of the fact that the fact that we're now getting to know Stephen Colbert as Stephen Colbert, not Stephen Colbert as a character who is a Republican leftist kid, not the real Stephen Colbert, fake Stephen Colbert. But last night there was still was a turn of Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's rather the fact is the real Stephen Colbert is extremely more interesting than the news correspondent Stephen Colbert.
Right.
Because if you take it back, that this Colbert is warmer and friendlier than the one who was, who is
more pundit-like and wants to pick an axe at everyone. I mean, you know, he played a narcissistic conservative pundit, and now he's just a narcissist. You know, but the narcissist that actually is kind, you know.
His first show, you had Ted, he had Bush on, and
Jeb Bush.
And then Clooney.
Yeah, Jeb Bush, George Clooney, and Mavis Staples.
Right.
Now, I don't know, Mavis Staples and Friends, which was... insane. Which was insane. I think that this show, this show will run. It's just a matter of how long will it run? And judging by the fact that it was a slow start, I think when we get off air and we actually get to watch this, because that's what our show ends, the thing about Stephen Colbert is that there's more comedy in him, but he's not going to beat Letterman.
No.
Nobody's going, listen, here's my vote on it. Nobody's going to replace Letterman no matter how hard you try, because Letterman gave so much to the late show landscape. You look at every late show right host, beginning with the first one, Jack Paar, right? Mm-hmm. And all the way up to Stephen Colbert. All the way up to Stephen Colbert. And there is a huge, huge range of stuff that everybody's done.
Whoa.
But up until Letterman, I mean, the most famous one to do it was Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Now, it's debatable whether Colbert is going to actually become Carson, because nobody can become Carson.
Right.
But Colbert is his own, I think, late show.
Now that we have another article that we should get to.
You know, he will have more things to go on.
Oh, it'll
just get, it'll just be getting better from here on out. So what is last on the docket then?
It's how Girl Meets World is now following in Boy Meets World's footsteps with discussing issues, which is what it's meant to be. You can't deny that that's
the best thing that they're doing.
They've always had a tradition.
Right.
But disgusting, or not disgusting, disgusting.
And, right. Not the latter.
Not the former. The latter. Discussing really
hard
interesting
topics.
Stuff.
Right.
And really hard topics. Like running away.
Putting like, on, running away, parent separation, and now Girlmeets World is falling suit when it comes to the... when it's coming to this upcoming episode. You can't... it deals with autism. It's a great thing. It's not something...
There are not many shows nowadays that will deal with autism. I think the last one to deal with autism was Arthur and Friends. In the more recent, or I may be way off, but either way, it's still Boy Meets World had always excellent writers, so I'm counting on this to actually I didn't think that it was going to pick up the way it did. I thought that Boy Meets World is a fantastic conundrum of a show, but the question remains in my mind: will Girl Meets World do the same thing as Boy Meets World once did?
That's an interesting question. Being put into that.
Because
actually thinking
you're
about
all the
Boy
Meets World people, and that was six seasons, and you saw them grow up.
Yeah.
Right. Are they contracted through six seasons? You know,
those fans of Boy Meets World should get an extension where they bring up harder topics, more challenging topics, because there's kids go through so many things. And it's not always easy. So,
no, it's not always easy.
If it's one thing that they can do, it's to actually help enlighten people on different things, and you should go ahead. Do something that is brilliantly done.
Right. Exactly.
It's not a thing.
I mean, no, and to credit, like, I guess to give total credit to them, keep going, you know, with difficult stuff, because the difficult stuff the difficulty is not. It is probably the best thing that you can cover.
Yeah.
You know, best thing ever. You know
and
what I mean?
And not have to worry either.
Right, because everything's going to turn out all right.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I think we've covered the entire gamut tonight, right?
Yeah.
So, you can tweet us on Twitter at AMC Fresh 31. You can email us. Our emails are allison.amcpress@gmail.com, james@amcpress@gmail.com, johnny@amcpress@gmail.com, and a few others to follow, though we can't reveal them yet. You can blog for us on Facebook, and other things, and we are searching for people. So if you want a job blogging for us, inquire on our Facebook and we will respond. Okay, and I guess that ends the show.
That ends
the show and parking the boat. Allison? We're finished for the night, and we will see you not next week, but probably the week after this. Next week we will repeat for both episodes, and on the fifth through the 12th of Columbus Day, there'll be repeats as well as we will be taking off from the show for about a week. Because we need it because of personal obligations, which we can't go into. So, I guess, have a great night, we will see you.
Good night.
We will see you soon.
Good night.
Bye.